Okay, tonight I didn't prepare so much Advar Torah as just first of all, the Yashkayach for everybody who stuck with this all year. When we started, I had no idea where this whole thing was going to go. And I appreciate very much those of you who have been here all year and those of you who are here for the first or second time as well. There's a Meshech Chochma at the end of Parshas Vayechi, and it's a theme he mentions at least two or three other times in his Sefer. The Meshech Chochma has an idea that in a person in this world can be noyig hanhoga of what he calls teva and lamayla min ha-teva. He talks about hanhoga that's within teva, within the nature of the bria. Lamayla min ha-teva, the way I understand he's saying, is something that changes the nature or that makes things different, that makes things be in a different way. He brings that these sides from Uranus and Eibshitz. The Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab in 1934, wrote letters. He was then, I think, about 25 years old, and he had his first Rabbonus in Germany, in Ichenhausen. And he struggled with the struggle of the Torah and Derech Eretz philosophy with which he was raised in Germany, and the pure Torah philosophy that he saw in Mir Yeshiva when he went to Mir. And he struggled with the question of whether the Torah Derech Eretz Mahaloch is L'chatchilo or not. And he wrote letters to a number of Gedali Yisrael. We have the response of Reb Baruch Ber, which is printed at the end of Kedushin. That's the last siman in Kedushin. The response, the letter of Reb Elchanan, which is printed in the back of Kovetz Haaretz. And Reb Volbi, in his Sefer Adam Bikar on Reb Yeruchim, writes about Reb Yeruchim, the Mir Mashgiach's response, at least three of them who responded. It's fascinating reading. If you have Rav Schwab's in English, Rav Schwab's collected speeches, he has their speech he gave in 1990, in which he's speaking to the Kehillah in Washington Heights, and he starts by saying, I know you're not going to like this drosha, but... And he gives the following speech. And it's fascinating to read. He writes about how in his lifetime he went back and forth struggling with this question of Torah Derech Eretz or pure Torah or what's Ratzon Hashem. So that the bigger picture aside, which is probably a drasha unto itself, Rabbi Yeruchim's response uses this Yaris Devash. He basically says that to be a frum yid, you can do things two ways. It could be a frum yid in the Gidrei HaTeva. The way he describes that is you make sure to daven with minyan every day, you have a seder, you keep all the mitzvahs. Within the Teva of the Bria, a person does all the things he's supposed to do, and it's fine. A person could be a frum yid that way and go to Olam Haba. And that's his image of the Torah Derech Eretz approach, which is within the Mahalach HaTeva. He says there's another approach, which is Lamayla Min HaTeva, which is an ability to change Teva, to change your own nature, but to buck the what's around you. And he says that's only through Torah. And that's where Meshech Chochma says the same thing. It's only through Torah. The difference, says, between Tefillah and Torah is that Tefillah is within Derech HaTeva. It's part of Teva to daven for things and ask Hashem, what's Tefillah? We ask Hashem to give us parnasa and health, etc. And Lamayla Min HaTeva, he says, is only through Torah. That's why in the Gemara uses the expression Mevatlin Chaye Shah Vayiskim Chaye Olam. Tefillah is called Chaye Shah, even though you get Olam Haba for Tefillah. But Torah is Chaye Olam. The Limud HaTorah is higher than that. It allows a person to have the strength to go Lamayla Min HaTeva. Lamayla Min HaTeva sounds like a strange expression. I'd like to explain just what it means in practical terms. I remember about a dozen years ago, this is yet before our previous mayor, so it had to be more than a dozen years ago, when in New York the state passed regulations for what has to be taught at that time in elementary school, in high school. The use of a condom then had to be taught, how to use a condom had to be taught to boys in elementary school. Imagine what's going on in public schools. And birth control to girls, that was part of the education. And the yeshivas were not exactly interested in teaching this stuff, which was for a brief period of time mandated. And there was a meeting with the state powers that be, and they said that the yeshivas are naive, you know, naive about these things. The yeshivas are naive until they were convinced that's not that way. And that's called l'mayla min ha'teva. L'mayla min ha'teva doesn't mean Superman. You jump off, you fly in the sky. It means that there's a certain teva and debris around you, and a person can buck it, a person can change it, a person can change what's going on around him. The idea that young men in their 20s, capable young men, bright young men, instead of going out and trying to make a bundle of money, are sitting and learning, that's connected to teva, what's going on in the world around us. It's totally not natural. When Cardinal, whatever his name is, in Manhattan, visited YU about 4 years ago, his question afterwards was how they get 400 young men to be sitting and studying in a Beis Medrash. He went to Beis Medrash, and of everything he saw, as a college, was a college. But to see hundreds of young men just studying Limud HaTorah, he asked how they do it. You know, they don't know such a thing. They don't know. It's a life that's L'mayla M'derech HaTeva. It's not, it bucks the Teva of the people around us. And the brief interaction I had with a guy, an Irish guy who did surgery, 3 surgeries on my leg in the span of 14 months, and we got to know each other on a friendly basis, and someone told him, of all the things I do, the only thing they told him is about the Navi Shir. He says, is it true? Hundreds of people come to a class. And I said, yeah. So he asked me, that was his question, so what do they get? What do they get? I said, they don't get anything. They don't get a degree? No degree. So he said, do you at least serve food? And he said to me, do you at least serve food? There's no food. So I finally, he was confused. I told him, doctor, you're not going to understand. That's what I told him. And the next day, he came in, and I had just put out the Ribbis book then. I had a from physical therapist that was helping me after my surgery. So I asked my family to bring me a copy of the book. I wanted to give it to him as a gift. So Dr. Boland walks in, very curious about from Yidden. I don't know why. I'm not curious at all about his religion, but there seems to be a fascination. So he sees the book. He says, you wrote this book? I said, yeah. So what's it about? So I told him it's about lending money. What about lending money? I said, well, Jews don't charge interest to each other when we lend money. So he looks at me, and he looks at the book. He says, about that, you have such a thick book? He says, such a thick book, you don't lend money interest? I told him, doctor, you're just not going to understand. I told him. We have to understand that the Alamaisa from a Yidden, especially as the Dairis get Mufadarbin, are living lives of La'ela, L'mayla Menateva. And it's anyone who shir akatayrazai is really, the more a person can throw himself into his learning, the more a person is able to withstand the forces around him, the kaiches around him, and to be able to exist l'mayla derech hateva, to have the courage to change things in his own life that are not the way it should be. Where's it going to come from? It's not going to come unless you have sedarim where you're focusing on your learning, you're focusing on Ratzon Hashem. And you give up in order to be able to make it happen. Now that's this idea. Yes, Rav Miel.
The way the Rav described living with Teva, how come that's not bucking the tide? Davening 3 times a day, having
Siddur. No question. It's also bucking the tide, but it's not. It's Ein Adayma. The idea is that it's Ein Adayma. The davening is also. You go on a train, and most of the guy just fell out of bed 2 minutes ago. And then a Yid walks on the train, he spent his daf yomi and his learning, and I don't mean to put down the davening, I just meant to stress this idea of having the kayach to do more and more. Now, it's hard to believe, but 30 years ago when the Navi Shir started, and I'm not the one who had the idea, the credit goes to Josh Silberman's and a couple of others, it's hard to imagine today, there was no such thing as Siddurim or Shiurim or Avi Subanim on a Matzah Shabbos. It didn't exist at all. And Baruch Hashem, 30 years later, it's the style. Every from community, smaller communities also have Avi Subhanu Matzah Shabbos. It became the style. The idea of a Thursday night Mishmer, which is something that I just find good people I know who are out in the working world with children, and they get caught up. They always meant to have more sedarim, and they just don't. The idea of making a Thursday night unique and special, and being able to stay up later, and even if it's hard, and being able to push oneself, it's something that we need to put on the map by Klal Yisrael. And over the year here, we've had... I'm very grateful to everybody who's come. I figure we have a pool of about 100 people who come, with probably 50 who make it every week, and the other 50 who trade off weeks with a Torah, or they're busy, or have a tax season, etc., and Simchis. And that group of about 100 people who have made it here on various weeks have really, I hope, have started something. I know there are at least a handful of other places that have started. I'm hoping, I wish that we could look 20 years and look back. You just have to remember, you won't believe it, that there was a time that Mishmer and the outside of the yeshivas was unheard of. Nobody who heard of a Mishmer. So I hope that we can start something. To change the Teva, to put something Leilu min HaTeva, that's it's a very, very difficult thing, and through Limud HaTorah it could happen. The break in the summer is to make sure there's a continuity, because even tonight a lot of us had weddings and other simchas. I myself came straight from a wedding. And to be able to start again with a chizuk in the coming year. I hope that all of you who made it here to the last mishmer will continue to make it here to the last mishmer. To next year, to the first mishmer, and next year throughout. And hopefully become part of the nature, that there's a night when you push yourself. You'll find some nights you'll come and you'll be here for shlofen. And some nights you'll come, you'll be fully for shlofen, but you'll push yourself to come here and to make it part of your habit, to push oneself to learning. Even when you're tired, Chazal have an incredible saying. The Gemara says, I think it's in Suba somewhere, that when a Talmud Chacham falls asleep over his Gemara, and they use an expression, the Chazal use an expression that the saliva drips out of his mouth when he falls asleep face down on his shtender, that saliva is the tal of Tchias HaMeisim. So what exactly it means, I'm not encouraging you to fall asleep on your Gemaras. I'm just saying that when you push yourself for Limud HaTorah, it's really something of a great significance. And we have to push ourselves. The Mesiras Nefesh is what guides Klal Yisrael throughout. We need to push ourselves to be able to make it happen and to Yirtzeh Hashem. I hope that next year we'll be able to make a siyum in Elul. We have the two blot left in Makis. Those of you who fell behind, you have a whole summer to catch up, because we're going to pick up from the last two blot of Makis. Yirtzeh Hashem will make a siyum. We're discussing what possibly to learn afterwards. I personally would love to learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah. There are two great things about Masechtas Avodah Zarah. First of all, it's a beautiful Masechta. It's like three Masechtas, Tildaf Lamed. And Lamed to Mem is Bishul Akum and Afias Akum and Cholav Akum is Temblat. And then from Mem to the end, which is a lot of Yeridaya, the very Geshmaka Masechta. Another benefit is that the Tosis in there are very big. Because the Baal Tosis were in the wine business. And when the Sugis have to do with wine, they have big Arichas on wine. The Maila in the Masechta has a lot of big Tosis, is that the Blat are easier to finish. The blot, the Gemara in the blot is less, and we can pace ourselves and be able to go through it, to learn Hilchis Yayin Nesach is Geshmak, and to learn Hilchis Avodah Zarah is Geshmak, and Bishul Akum, Afias Akum, all these things. So that's what I'm thinking about Yirtzeh Hashem doing after Sukkot. Would Tosis accept our Yayin Mevushal? It's a very good question. Ramesha says that they would. Those who beg to differ, because our Yayin Mevushal is not affected as detrimentally by the Bishul. So, okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to all of these things, I hope, in Yirtzeh Hashem. Again, Michael was the one, if I'm not mistaken, about 30 years ago, you were there almost the beginning of the Navi Shir, who coined the phrase, I think you coined the phrase, turning Saturday night into Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, okay. Well, he's the one who said it to me the first time. And it put on, and we like to turn Thursday night into a Mishmer night. So I want to encourage everybody to be back. I'll be here the next two Thursday nights, B'li Neder, and then the three after that I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. We should all be in Eretz Yisrael. But I want to thank everyone for being here, and Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be able to continue. We should be Zaycha. From here it should come out a coil of Hatzlach in Limud HaTorah. Thank you, everyone, especially our special guests over here.